Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
How did it go today, Janine?
It went great.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go ahead, Doc.
You know what you want to
say? No, not right now. Maybe later.
Oh, damn. Cut the nigga off. Oh, damn. All right, check this out, y'all. Who all remember who they lost their virginity to?
I do.
Damn, don't everybody talk at once? Don't nobody remember?
Oh, that was a long time ago.
You had no idea. You can't even remember who you lost your virginity to?
Oh, my goodness. I never had a virginity to lose in the first place.
Okay, that's another story.
But yes, I remember.
Okay. What about you, Lucas? Stuff?
I do, yeah.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. I remember.
Okay, well, I guess there ain't nobody going to say shit about it.
You can hear me?
You said, yeah, you remember. You just shut up.
Oh, well, you want us to tell you the story behind it? Yeah, you asked the question up there, yeah.
Really? This is a damn talk show. Really? You really think that I'm going to ask you a question and just expect you to just say, yeah? Come on, people, work with me here.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I remember. His name was Mario Dorsey. He went to Frim High School. I was still in junior high.
Yeah, you fucking in junior high?
That's when I lost my virginity. I lost my virginity when I was in eighth grade. But then I decided that I wasn't ready for that, and I didn't do it anymore.
Okay. I think you're lying, but...
I'm not lying. I'm telling you the honest to God truth. I got no reason to lie. Shit,
I'm joking, girl. You know what? I ain't finna have this today. You motherfuckers gonna stop. We are having a good time. Don't get offended. It's all joke.
I'm not offended. I'm just saying, if I'm gonna tell you that much, it ain't no need for me to lie about nothing else.
Well, didn't we just say I was joking? Why did you get Kiki? Why did you bring that back up?
You gotta have last word.
Goodness gracious.
Black
guy. Right, dog. You remember your first dog?
Yeah, name is Rachel Ford.
You know, technically, I didn't ask y'all the names because a lot of these motherfuckers probably be like, what?
Well, shit, that was her name. If she don't claim it, I do.
I mean, all right, so let me ask you, man, because were you fully prepared for it? I mean, when it happened, I mean, were you prepared for it?
Nope. I'm going to tell you what happened, dog. This is no lie, man. You know, up until then, you know, I jacked out a few times, you know, before then, you know what I'm saying? But when I actually did it, I thought I peed. I ain't gonna even lie.
Really?
I thought I peed in her, right? So I pulled out like, oh, shit. She didn't say shit, and I didn't say shit. So I went and talked to my brother. He was like, no, that's normal. You know, because it's different from when when you jacking off.
No, I don't.
I forgot. You ain't never done that before. You're special like that.
I think you're lying, but anyway.
Sure do I, but you know that.
Damn, that was some thin cum if you thought you was fair.
No, I'm saying the feeling. It's a different feeling when you're doing it yourself than actually doing a deed, you know what I'm saying? It's a totally different feeling. You know, when you bust, it's totally different.
So I assume it felt more intense and it felt better.
Hell yeah.
What's the purpose of jacking off when you only gonna get a mediocre effect when you can just go get you some pussy and get the full effect?
This was my first time though. I had nothing else to compare jacking off to.
And everybody don't get pussy just falling in their lap.
Shit, I didn't either. Shit.
Whatever. I'm just saying.
I mean, okay. Well, look, it's not about what I did or didn't do. I mean, so, dog, did you put the rubber on? Did you have rubber?
Nope.
You raw dogged it?
It just happened, man. Didn't expect it. I was jacking off, man. What the hell I need a rubber for? I never expected to get none.
I understand, but, I mean, you came in and everything. You ain't think about the chance of her getting pregnant?
Hell no. That was the farthest thing from my mind. I'm having sex for the first time in my life. You think I'm worried about getting somebody pregnant? I'm concentrating on the moment. I don't ever want to forget this ever again in my life.
So at the estimate, how long did it last?
Including the foreplay, including all the kissing and stuff. The actual deed?
Yeah, the actual deed.
Oh, that's a couple minutes, man.
You know, the first time, it never goes long.
It was a couple of minutes, shit. And
okay,
I was scared.
I mean, I understand shit. My first time, shit. It just, I mean, my I'm going to be honest with you. My first time was not my best.
I don't think it's nobody's best, man. Motherfuckers just excited to be getting some.
I mean, it was just like, man, you know, that's why when Ice Cube made that song back in the day, what was the song when he was like, I can't remember the name of the song, when he was like, first time he got something, he put the rubber on the wrong way. That was me. I had that motherfucker on, but I couldn't get that motherfucker on. You know, it's supposed to just roll, right? When you put a condom on, it just rolls. Well, if you put it on the other way, you know,
it don't roll.
Man, half up, huh?
I said, don't roll.
Right. I'm like, man, this motherfucker ain't going on. What the fuck is up?
Well, common sense should have told you to flip it over.
Man, I just kept looking at that pussy. She was laying in that bed talking about, hurry up. Hurry up. Man, needless to say, that motherfucker came straight off.
Oh, my God.
I agree with you 110%, dog, because I didn't stop.
Hell no.
I didn't stop at all.
Get my 2 minutes of pleasure. Fuck that.
I think I got a little farther than 2 minutes. Probably two and a half.
I was a couple minutes. I was smiling like a motherfucker. I asked for some Kool-Aid.
Hey, Kool-Aid. Hey, man, and I'm going to tell you, I had a swagger out this world where I was strutting like a motherfucker. I thought I was John Travolta, man. I was strutting like a peacock when I was walking down the street. Someone could have shot me and probably wouldn't have ruined my day that day.
Man, I went straight home and told my brother.
How old were y'all?
I was in the 10th grade.
I think I was like, what, 13? What grade would that be?
Right, and he talking about you.
I was joking, that's why.
No. Well, I was in the 10th grade, so I was around about 15 or 16. So, apparently I didn't do a good enough job because he never wanted to do it again. Hey, we had second period together, man. I was like, hey, you want to do it again? She was like,
nope.
Nonchalant? Nope. Okay, well, I guess you wasn't a virgin then, huh?
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't care, though. I told everybody, yeah, I got that.
See, you know what? And the idea just, I didn't tell nobody, dog. I didn't tell no one. Hell, I never even told you.
I told everybody. Any motherfucker had to listen.
Man, I was just the opposite, dog. I, for some strange reason, I just wouldn't tell nobody.
I don't know. I think she told people, too.
And you know what? The crazy part, she told before I did.
I'm saying, though, I think she told people something different. You know what I'm saying? You know, you walk past the girls, they start, what the fuck y'all doing that shit for? You know when you clueless?
I'm
gonna get the giggling and shit.
I remember the first dude virginity who I took to.
You remember the what?
The first person's virginity I took. Or you know, the person's virginity. I remember, yeah, the person's virginity who I took. I remember who took my virginity. I remember who.
Did you have to teach him? Did you have to school him along the way?
Well, he thought he was inside of me, but he was inside the couch. So, yeah, I had to ask. So that's not me.
How you get inside the couch?
Because he wanted to be on top. And, you know what I'm saying? I guess I must have been positioned. You know how the pillows, you know, the crease in between the pillows? And so I guess, you know what I'm saying? I must have been positioned right there, and he thought he was going inside of me, but he was really in between the couch cushions. And
was he stroking?
For like a mother couch. Long bigger than long big enough to pluck out that couch.
And I'm like, that's not me. So I, you know, I put them in there, and yeah, then it was over pretty quick.
Wow.
I bet he,
real quick.
Hey, I bet he's like, God damn, this pussy dry.
All right.
Got dry motherfucking pussy. I ain't having this.
I know this is my first time, but shit, I know it's supposed to feel like this.
I bet he was like, if pussy feel like this, I'm going back to jack it off.
Right. I might as well do that. That's not me, baby. That's not me.
Man, I'd have been embarrassed like a motherfucker. I'm stroking too, thinking I'm doing something. I'm in the couch.
But see, my first time wasn't his first time. So, you know what I'm saying? He went inside of me, and I was like, And we got about 5 minutes in, and that was, I was like, I got to go. And I didn't do it no more till I was ready. That shit hurt.
They call that the pleasure of pain.
Yeah, after you've done it before. Then that concept comes in. That first time, it just hurt. There ain't no pleasure. That hurt.
Well, you got to get used to it. But I think I would have known if I was fucking the couch. I think I would have knew that. Version or not. Mm-hmm. I would have knew that. I'd have been looking.
I had that happen to me.
I heard you
play,
and he wasn't even over. And that was fucking crazy.
What? What's going
on?
He was on the couch? We was on the bed. He just didn't have an ear. I guess my thighs felt good or something. I didn't even say nothing. I just let him say what I said.
Oh, baby. Oh, well.
Shit, I'm at a loss for words. I can't even come back on that one.
Right.
Quiet as a motherfucker.
I ain't gonna lie. It was one instance. This probably was my second or third time. You know, I'm trying to act like I know what I was doing. And, man, she was like, motherfucker, that ain't it. I was straight for the Duke shoot. Bow, I'm finna tear her ass up. She was like, motherfucker, you pump another motherfucking itch, I'm going to kill you. I'm like, what? All right. That motherfucker say, you in the wrong motherfucking hole. I'm like, I know what I'm doing. Shit, I'm going to fuck your ass. I ain't never had a motherfucking clinch up on me. That motherfucker put me in a lock, man. I couldn't move. Like, motherfucker, don't move. Don't budge.
That is not the right place.
She was like, pull back. And I'm not playing. You better pull back. That motherfucker had her nails in my back. Pull back, motherfucker. Pull back. God damn. I knew I was going to get in one hole that night, though.
So?
I was determined.
Hey, but we got people listening. If y'all want to join the conversation, you got to push one. Tell us about your first time.
I don't know, man. Well, let me ask y'all. I guess as women, y'all probably look at it different because, like Liquor Store said, it hurt it. I mean, for me, it was an addictive feeling. I don't know. What about you, dog? Was it addictive?
Shit, that shit, hey, man, that shit felt good. I didn't feel no pain.
Of course you did.
I don't know what you're talking about. It hurt. It didn't hurt me at all.
don't know. I mean, it was a, it was just a, it was totally addictive to me. I'm like, man, I'm knocking at the door the next day. Can I have some more? I wasn't cordial about it or nothing. Hey, what you doing? Your mom and them here? Can we fuck? He's looking at me like that. Hi, motherfucker. And I don't want to talk. I just want to fuck. And up until that point, I thought the kissing and the bumping and grinding, I thought I was at an all time high. She started that shit. I'm like, hey, just take your clothes off. What are we doing all this for? She like, you no foreplay. Nah, I know what that feel like. I want to get back in there.
Now, you use the word addictive, man. You think you're a sex addict?
Yeah. I honestly, at some point in time in my life, yeah, I truly believe I was.
It's a hell of a drug.
Hey, man, shit. I don't know what cocaine like, but shit. That pussy is addictive.
Power of the pussy.
Man, power of the P-U-S-S-Y.
It does have a lot of power.
Man, shit. Motherfucker don't. Man, motherfucker can stop wars with that damn thing if they just know what to do with it. You put two women down next to Obama and whoever. Look here, this is what y'all gonna do. Man, them two motherfuckers gonna come out there like, yeah, man, you know what? Fuck it, man. I don't even feel like even getting into it with a motherfucker. Man, go on, let's go on sign this treaty. Seriously. Man, but y'all use y'all power for evil.
Oh, my goodness. How do we do that?
Man, y'all use that power for good, boy. I'm telling you, y'all motherfuckers can stop it. Y'all can stop. You think a motherfucker gonna go out gangbanging if he has some pussy?
Yes.
Nah.
Yes, they would.
Nah, his intent might be, but if the pussy there, he gonna stay there.
That's not true.
No, hold on. Can I finish? See,
okay.
Y'all thing is, he might talk a good game in front of his boys, but let him talk that game in front of his boys. You know at the end of the day, he's coming back. See, you, on the other hand, probably would say, you know what, well, motherfucker, if you ain't going to sit here with me at this very moment, fuck you. You ain't getting nothing. Selfish. Just being selfish.
Oh, my goodness. Excuses. You still leaving?
But I'm coming back.
You still leaving and coming back? What time? How I know how long you gonna be?
Motherfucker, trust me, I ain't gonna be long. All you gotta do is just be there.
But you want me to wait? Well, I got to wait.
See, that's your problem. What you think, dog?
Y'all just as impatient. Y'all want us to be somewhere and do things the way y'all want us to, the way y'all want to do it.
Such as, please elaborate.
I mean, anything.
I'm listening.
Just like it's expected for us to wait. Like, oh, that was okay for me to wait. But if I was to have you wait, but if I'd be like, nah, I don't want to do this right now. You know what I'm saying? It would be a problem.
Or
just like the whole thing about when women be like, they got a headache.
That'd be some bullshit.
I know, but I'm saying, and this just using it as an example, she's making you wait for it. You can't get it when you want to get it.
And why not?
You're right. That's not right. But y'all make us wait, and it's supposed to be okay.
But we don't, I mean, but see, we don't play. Think about it, man. Y'all can do the simplest thing and just end our whole, I mean, whatever we thought we had planned for that day. Y'all can do the simplest thing. Shit, man, fuck, I go get my hair cut tomorrow, man. Fuck that, I'm finna go on over here. Let y'all know, well, Day said she only can do my hair today. I'm laying here with a hard-ass day. What you mean? I'll be right back. Then when you come back, you really don't want to give me none because you don't want to mess up your hair.
That's what I'm saying. It's not right. It's not right to make people wait. But y'all do it to us, too. Y'all do it, too. But it's supposed
okay, I'm not gonna
to be
say
okay
we
to
don't.
Us.
I'm not going to say we don't do it, but I think y'all got us beat.
So when we get like, oh, we impatient, you know what I'm saying? Oh, we got to wait. Oh, we impatient. But it's just like when y'all got to wait. Y'all going to say something, y'all not just going to be like, I ain't about to sit here and wait. Y'all just going to sit there and wait. Y'all not going to say nothing at all.
Yeah, we going to wait. We going to wait on you to come back. Now, that's one thing. Now, that's one thing. If we know we guarantee you the pussy when you come back, are we going to wait?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. Most men are twiddling their thumbs like a motherfucker, wait like a motherfucker.
Yeah. I be sitting right up in your bedroom with this motherfucker. Kids be talking about, mama, he been here for 6 hours. He never left.
Motherfucker ain't going nowhere.
Right, well, fucking, you said when you come back, you gonna give me some.
That's what you said. I'm gonna hold you to that shit.
And if we do gotta make a run, hey, tell your mama I went right here to the store right here on 3rd. Right now, I didn't go all the way to Glen Park. I went right here on 3rd. Tell I'll be back in 2 minutes. As soon as we pull back up, hey, did your mama call?
Right. Your mama ain't here yet?
Ain't it?
Nope. That's just the way it is. Motherfuckers don't care.
Nah, I think we got y'all beat on that. We will sit there and wait. We will wait on some pussy.
Yeah,
for a little while now. Motherfucker ain't gonna wait all night.
Exactly. Y'all ain't gonna wait forever. Y'all might wait for a while, but y'all ain't gonna wait forever.
That's true. I mean, you said you was coming over 10 hours ago. You ain't here yet. Fuck it. You ain't coming. You lied to me.
Now, come on, bro. Come on, bro. You know you'll wait. You know you'll wait.
I will wait. I'm not going to wait no 10 goddamn hours unless you're at work. I'm going to come over there when I get off work. All right, that's understandable.
Mm-hmm.
But shit, if it's Saturday, I called you at 2. You told me you was coming over. It's 12 midnight. I don't think you coming.
No, come on now. You waited on the phone sex operator for like 5 hours.
And she never came. That's why
but
I don't wait that long no more. I learned my lesson.
Oh, from past experience, you learned your lesson.
I ain't waiting at all now. I mean, I'm
gonna
wait. Don't get me wrong, I will wait.
That's what the fuck you get for sending me home. Go, man. Go on to the crib, man. Yeah, all right. You and Donnie waiting on some motherfucking pussy.
Waiting like a motherfucker.
Motherfucker's
gonna be $1,000. My uncle was mad at the motherfucker when he got that bill, boy. He was hot. He was hot to the motherfucker, boy. You know, Donnie's scary ass lied, denied it. I'm like, yeah, we made a call.
I come around the corner like, hey, dog, what y'all doing? Nothing, man, nothing. Waiting on somebody. Oh, man, I'm going to chill with you. Nah, man, go on home. Go on home. Like,
man, she sure said she was coming. She said she was on her way, had us fooled like a motherfucker. I'm not going to lie, we was waiting like a motherfucker.
Hey, y'all sitting outside waiting. They ain't caught with pants. Is that her?
Right. She probably in fucking Kansas some goddamn well. Fuck it.
He couldn't lie. You know how a motherfucker try to lie and be like, I just seen the disappointment on his face the next day. I'm like, dog, did she ever show up? Nah, that bitch ain't show up, man. It was on. It was later down the line. He told me it was a phone sex person. I'm like, well, hell, I ain't the smartest motherfucker in the world, but I knew she wasn't coming.
Well, I didn't. I don't know why she would lie.
That's her job.
No, don't take all of that.
You keep calling back, seeing where the hell she at.
That's what got his ass. He kept calling back. I'm on my way, baby.
Then she probably talked to you a little while longer. Talk to me while I get dressed.
Right.
I'm putting my shoes on right now.
Yeah, shit wasn't funny then, though. That motherfucker was hot as hell when his bill was $1,100. He was hot.
Shit, don't you think he had every reason to be?
Man, he was pissed. Like, shit, I didn't know, man. It's your fault. You the one got all these goddamn playboys and hustlers laying around this motherfucker. Come, so we gonna look. Motherfucker said call for a good time. So, shit, we call. We looking for a good time. Had that shit. We ain't know no goddamn better.
I don't know, man.
He still bring that shit up today, man. He still talk about that shit.
Yeah, AT&T said that shit got cut off.
Right.
That's why he still bring it up. See, okay, fuck with AT&T because of your ass.
Yeah. But they had a landline of 25 years fucking you all the time. He couldn't wait. He was so happy the bell cell phone came out. Nah, I'll get his phone again.
Yeah, he probably was hot as hell.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Dude, I ain't know, man. I ain't know. I'm sorry. I ain't know.
That motherfucker been sending messages by carrier pigeons for the last 25 years, fucking with you.
Carrier pigeon.
$700 phone bill, dog. Would you pay it?
Exactly. That nigga sending messages in the bottle.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, he still bring that shit up, man.
You know I got an outstanding bill from 1980 motherfucking 5. I still can't pay that shit.
Okay.
You yellow
motherfucker was $1,100, boy. He came straight to grandma's house with his bill in his hand. Where he at? But yeah, I know it was him.
Oh my God.
See, I was like, hey, man, I ain't know, man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'll pay you when I get a job.
What type of cell phone you got? I only can get Boost. I can't get no AT&T because of this motherfucker right here. $1,100. They don't let $1,100 go that easy.
Shit, I ain't know, man. That's all I got to say. I didn't know that's how it worked. But,
like,
you know, when I got
have...
my first landline, I had that shit blocked. No motherfucker getting me.
I could have got a better cell phone, but I got an outstanding bill from 1985. Ain't never been paid.
Right.
It's amazing they hold on to those bills that long.
AT&T
do not
right.
Man, I mean, the motherfucking phone company's like the police shit. It's like a warrant. That motherfucker stay on you forever.
For real.
I still got two warrants in gear.
You can get hospital bills erased before you get some AT&T shit erased.
Hell yeah. And a motherfucker be like, and you can't put that shit on bankruptcy. They got it locked. You gonna pay them one day.
Yep.
Motherfucker, you better get in line. I ain't got no money. I damn sure ain't got no $1,100 for a phone bill.
Well, sir, we see here in your will that you're leaving $1,200 to such and such a person.
Yeah, yeah. He's gonna be right there. Well, hold on. Well, $1,100, that is mine.
Exactly.
I ain't paying them bitches.
$1,200.
He ain't even in my name.
That shit on him. We talking about him.
Shit, that phone bill was in his name. I don't owe the motherfucker shit.
That's why you still got that Boost Mobile phone. You can't get no good one.
No, that's what his ass gets for trusting his nephew. Don't trust me.
I see one of my phones. They denied me
because
I got a bill from 1985. Ain't never been paid.
She be all right. I mean, you know, I sit back and laugh about it, but, you know, he bring the shit up at the wrong time. Like, you know, how you know, like he told Mother Nature, you know, she wasn't even my wife yet. We playing cards. He want to bring the shit up. He got my 1100. You know me, I'm like, what the fuck you talking about? Oh, you know them 11. Yeah, you don't remember them sex calls y'all made? I'm like, man, dude, my woman right here, man. Come on, man. Shit was 40 years ago. I was 3 at the time, baby. Dialing numbers, I didn't know what I was doing.
Hell no. Hey, she probably takes the phone bill every time. Excuse me, Father Time, where's this call to? I told you, I don't call the blinds no more.
But, baby, we don't have friends. But, baby, we don't have friends with 866 numbers. What is this shit?
Right.
Shit, that shit's blocked on my phone. You can't call the motherfucking numbers on my phone. You can, shit. I'm calling the motherfucking phone company. I told y'all to block that shit. I'm not paying the bill.
Baby, that was Microsoft. I was just calling to get some points.
Last number I called was a chat line. Now, I used to call the chat line like a motherfucker, boy. Y'all know the chat lines, right? The party chat line, the party chat rooms and all that shit.
Yeah,
on the phone.
I had a disastrous experience off of one of them damn things.
Oh, shit, that might have been you then, huh? What city was you in then?
Only if you showed up at my house in a crushed velvet fucking pimp suit. Was that you?
No, that wasn't me.
I don't do
suits.
Well, then that wasn't me.
Whoa, you had him come to your house?
It wasn't my house. I was over somebody else's. Well, you know what I'm saying? He came over to the house, should I say. And I was, it was an apartment building. And so I went over to a friend's house where I could see the whole parking lot or whatever. We looking out the window. And, you know, because he had called and said, well, he was here or whatever. So we looking out the window, and this motherfucker gets out the car. Man, he has on a fucking crushed velvet. He, first of all, everybody lied. We lied, he lied. You know what I'm saying? We told him we was older. He told us he was younger. And this motherfucker showed up looking like Goldie on the Knot. We like, I don't think we're going to be able to make it.
Not Goldie.
Only not. More like,
well, I used to have some fun on that motherfucker, boy. I ain't going to lie. And you know what? I never lied. Motherfucker said, how much you weigh? I say, 250. I ain't lying. 250, goddammit. That's what I weigh. I ain't on this motherfucker to lie. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hooked up with this girl on there, right? You know, she told me. No, she told me she was built like Janet Jackson. That was her words. She was built like, she didn't say she looked like Janet Jackson, but she said she was built like Janet Jackson. So I'm like, oh, okay, you know, that's cool. So, you know, we exchanged numbers. We talked for a couple of weeks, and then I finally went to her crib. Man, this motherfucker, man, this motherfucker straight lied.
How
straight? I don't know, it's since I've been up here.
Oh, you was a grown ass man.
Yeah. Yeah, that's since I've been up here. I ain't get into the chat lines until I moved up here. I ain't never even heard of a chat line until I moved up here.
No, I'm asking because you said y'all talked for a couple of weeks. I mean, you weren't trying to see her like the next day.
No. Hell no. You got to be careful, man. I heard stories. You got
to
be
man,
careful.
I'm not finna sit on no motherfucking phone talk to nobody for no... I feel like I'm about to...
No, man, it's not like we was having, like, our conversations. You know, it's like, hey, how you doing? You know, Bobby Skippy, how was your day? All right, I'll holler at you. You know what I'm saying? It's those kind of conversations. But then we finally decide to hook up, you know, and she just straight lied, man.
How did she look?
She was cute as hell, but she had to turn, like, sideways to get in the dough.
Oh.
But she told me she was built like Janet Jackson, you know. And, you know, I'm not a rude person. So, you know, I mean, I still kicked it with her for a couple hours, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had more fun. You know, me and her son was playing football. Her son was like six.
Uh-huh.
We out throwing the football around, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not a rude person. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
You said you was built like Janet Jackson. Shit. Four Janet Jacksons put together.
How the true definition and more like Freddie Jackson, huh?
Man, that's what she said, man. And then I hooked up with this other chick, me and Tyrone. Right, well, actually, he hooked up with her. He hooked up with her off the chat line, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he kicked it with her and everything, you know, Bobby Skippy, right? And I was selling weed, and she asked me to sell her some weed. You know, could I come by a crib and drop some weed off? I ain't never met her. You know, I talked to her on the phone a couple times. You know what I'm saying? When he was talking to her. You know, that kind of shit. Like, you know, hook him up with one of your girls. You know, shit like that. So I went over there and I sold her some weed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we sat down and we started talking, you know. Now, he ain't fucking her no more. He was, but he stopped. Right? So I called him. I said, hey, man, old girl, man, she talked like she want to give me some rubber, man. You ain't tripping, right? He was like, no, go ahead. If she give you some, go ahead. So I did. You know, I went on ahead and did it because he was like he was cool with it. So when I came to the crib, he was like, what happened? And I said, yeah, man, I ended up hitting her. And he was like, oh, straight up? I was like, you ain't mad, is you? He was like, no. You know, she ain't my woman or nothing like that. So I'm like, all right, cool. Man, the next day, he called her, right? Called her all kind of hoes, bitches, and you ain't shit. You fuck my boy, you dog-ass bitch, and all that kind of shit, right? This crazy motherfucker came over to the crib same day and bust out my motherfucking windows.
He probably did. He probably did something when he told you it was cool. He didn't give a fuck. He was saying something at the moment.
No, he did care, but he tried to play that role like, no, go ahead. But see, he should have just been honest with me, and I wouldn't have touched him.
Wait a minute.
I would have sold her the weed and left.
Who busted out your windows?
She did.
He did.
She came over to the crib and bust out the motherfucking windows, man.
Oh,
straight up. She came. He called her all kind. He was living with me. We was roommates. He called her all kind of bitches and hoes. And this crazy motherfucker came to the house and bust out the motherfucking windows.
So why did she bust out your windows? What'd you do?
We was living together, so she thinking she busting out his windows. But she busting out my motherfucking windows. You know what I'm saying? Well, all he had to do was be honest and say, no, man, I ain't cool with that. And I would have never touched her. I would have sold her the weed and left. But he was like, go ahead. If she give it to you, go ahead. I ain't tripping. That's what he said.
That motherfucker hung up. Hey, when you hung up, he ain't going to get it. He ain't going to get it. I hope he don't get it.
Not exactly.
But you should have been honest.
He was probably testing her or something, trying to see if she was going to go for you or not.
But you don't do that with your boy, though. You don't play those games with your boy. You tell your boy straight up.
No, no. A lot of people let their pride get the better of them. I mean,
yeah.
Now, personally, I'm going to tell you, hey, man, don't touch that one. That one off limits.
That's what you're supposed to do.
No, but now you know, just like I know, we got some partners in the crew that they pride wouldn't let them say it. But then when it happened, it was like, oh, you a dirty motherfucker. But if I told you, you said go ahead. But then when I did it, you a dirty motherfucker.
Well, hey, that's. I mean, I wouldn't trip, but she broke out the fucking windows. All three of them. Threw a brick through all three of the fucking windows. And I'm living in an apartment complex, so now I got to go explain to the office how my motherfucking windows got broke. I don't know. I don't know who bust out my windows. Oh, they just bust out your three particular windows was the only one that got bust out on the whole side of the building. I don't know who did it. You know, I had to pay for that shit. You know, they just added it to the rent. But it could have been avoided. All he had to do was say, no, nah, man, you know, I really like her, whatever. You know, no, nah, don't fuck with her like that, dog. And I would have respected that.
Hey,
I hit the weed, and I got to go. I got to roll.
Pride is a motherfucker, dog. I'm telling you. Like I said.
Okay, you keep saying pride. I'm not understanding how pride comes into this situation.
Because a motherfucker, they don't want. Okay, man, it's bad enough. Okay, now bear with me here. Let's just hypothetically speak. You over there hitting some, you fucking around with some female. Now, for whatever odd reason, y'all might not be talking right now. So I go over there. I call you, and I tell you, hey, man, she want to fuck me. No, that's going to mess with your psyche somewhat. I don't give a damn. You can sit here and act like you the most nonchalant motherfucker in the world. That's going to fuck with your psyche just a little bit.
No, because if you called me and said that, I'm going to tell you, no, don't fuck with her like that, dog. For me, don't fuck her.
Right, okay.
You know me. I'm going to tell you flat out. I'm going to tell you straight up how I feel.
Yeah, but
I ain't
going to
beat around the bush.
You got people who got that feel like, all right, man, that makes you sound like a little punk. That makes you sound, oh, you cuffing this hoe. And like I said, we've been around the motherfuckers that did that. I mean, shit. Hell, I didn't heard the argument. Well, he fucked that bitch. He fucked. Now she all type of stanking bitches. That old stanky pussy bitch. But you fucked her three times. If she was that bad, why the fuck did you go back the other two times?
Well, I just think it's bullshit. The windows got broke out.
Matter of fact, it was me and you. It was me and you when we went back to your crib. Well, we had them at the crib, and shortly after that, it was like, oh, you fucked her? Oh, he ain't y'all, man. Fuck that nigga. What you mean? Fuck that nigga. I mean, I said that. No, it wasn't you. Well, it was Fat Boy. Fat Boy, he hit somebody, and I seen her. She was trying to holler at me. Me and you picked up her and her girl, but before we picked her up, I called him like, hey, old girl trying to holler. And he was like, I don't get no fuck. But as soon as I hit it, first thing he did is got to talking about that bitch pussy stank, that bitch ain't shit, this, that, and other. You fucked the bitch three times. Now all of a sudden a pussy stank. You knew that off the first time. But you went back two more times. Come on now.
Well, no, my shit cost me money. I charge his ass for those ones, man. You paying for the fucking windows. I ain't paying for the motherfuckers. Fuck that. You said it was cool.
Wait a minute, was y'all in the house when she was busting out the windows?
Yeah, we was playing a fucking game. We was playing a motherfucking game, and a brick came through the fucking window. And it shocked both of us. Right?
Hey, well,
we just,
what was your first reaction, dog? What did you think was happening?
I didn't know what was happening, dog. My reaction was this. We was playing the game, the brick came through the window, and we both just kind of looked at the window like, what the fuck? And then one came through the second window. So I jumped up. I run outside. This bitch walking away. She ain't even running. She walking. I'm like, what the fuck you bust out my windows for? Fuck y'all. Y'all ain't shit. You know, because you know, all that cussing and all that bullshit. I'm like, I don't believe this shit. What the fuck happened? You know, I had no clue that he called her and called her all these kind of names. I had no clue that he did that. You know what I'm saying? He did that shit while I was at work. This happened when I got off of work. I had no clue that him and her had a conversation before. You know, until she told me. You know, your boy calling me all kind of bitches and hoes. Fuck y'all. Y'all ain't shit and all that kind of bullshit. So now I'm looking like, now, do I jump on her or do I jump on him? But I got to jump on somebody. Somebody got to get their ass whooped from the windows being busted out. You know what I'm saying? I don't really want to fuck with her because this motherfucker crazy. I don't know what the fuck she going to do next. You know what I'm saying? So I had to go have a talk with him. I'm like, man, why did you call and say all that bullshit? Man, fuck that bitch, man. He never denied it, but he never said he did it neither, though. You know what I mean? One of those. Because I said, man, did you say that shit? Man, fuck that bitch, man. Fuck that bitch. But did you say it? You know, he never actually said, yeah, I called her a bitch or no shit like that. You know what I mean? But okay. I don't know, man. Fucking with him, man. Man, that dude got me into all kinds of shit, man. These Indian broads, man. That crazy-ass shit. You know what I'm saying? He the same motherfucker. All right, we used to live in this building. On the third floor, it was three sisters that lived
Hold on, we got a new caller.
Hello.
Caller, what's happening?
Hi, y'all.
What's that? Who is this?
This is Miss Yummy.
Miss Yummy, how you doing?
I'm fine. How y'all doing?
Just like villains. Like those posts, though. Keep the posts coming. Keep the posts coming.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to tell y'all what happened. Well, I'm going to tell y'all about him. This is the type of person that he was. We had the three sisters living on the third floor. We was on the first floor. Right? You know, they were kind of young, you know, in their early 20s. But anyway, I started talking to one. He started talking to the other one. Right?
Okay.
And now the one I started talking to, you know, we started fucking. But he wasn't fucking the other sister yet. So she got that Jedi mind trick on his ass, right? She had him eat the pussy like 7 hours. But didn't
seven
give it to him. 7 hours. They both admitted it. She said, when you went to work, he ate my pussy all the way up until you got off. I was like, what? Without stopping? You know what I'm saying? She was like, he stopped, drank water and everything, or he'll drink a quick beer, and then he'll go right back at it, right? So I'm like, wait a minute, and you didn't give him none? You know what I'm saying? Because when I got off work, he just told me he hooked up with her. So I'm like, all right, straight up, you hit? He was like, no, I just ate out. I was like, all right, that's cool. Did she get hers? He was like, yeah. I said, did you get yours? He was like, no. I said, that's fucked up. Right? So he proceeded to tell me, you know, that he ate the pussy for like 7 hours. And I was like, can she give you none? I'm going up here. So we go up to the crib, and they get into an argument. They start arguing. She was like, did you bust a nut? He was like, no. She said, good, because I got four. Right? Then, you know, her sister started laughing, which made him mad. So he tried to come back at her, and all she could ask him, how many nuts you bust? That's all she kept asking him. How many nuts you bust? How many nuts? And, you know what a motherfucker's pride, I guess the pride will step into it. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, to make a long story short, I started messing around with this other girl, Patty, the one that called the show. I don't know if y'all remember her, but we did the prank on her, dog. You remember? Well, I was messing around with her. I'm working midnights. So I'm in my bedroom sleep, right? Her and her sisters over at the crib and him. And now the girl from the third floor, you know, those three sisters come down to the crib, knock on the door. Now, let me ask you a question, dog. Somebody you fucking is in the house, right? Somebody your boy fucking in the house.
Right.
And somebody else that he was fucking on the side is at the door. Do you let in the house?
Hell no.
Hey, right, right. Obviously, you don't let her in the house. Anybody but her.
Right.
What'd
he do? She can't come in.
He opened the door. Come on in. So now I'm thinking, okay, now is he trying to hate on me? You know what I'm saying? Now, Patty and her, they start arguing. You know what I'm saying? Because Patty's first reaction is, who is these bitches? You know, she thugged out. You know, she thugged life like a motherfucker. She like, who is these bitches? She asking him who these bitches is. And, you know, of course, they standing right there like, who you calling a bitch? And so, you know, I wake up, I'm in all this arguing. I come out the room, they getting ready to fight. I'm like, what's going on? I'm like, first of all, how'd y'all get in here? He like, oh, I'll let him in. Why the fuck would you let him in? That don't make no motherfucking sense, man. That's how dumb this dude. This is the same dude that ate the pussy for 7 hours and then fucked.
Well, I mean, at what point did you slap the shit out of him?
After everybody left. I actually hit him, too, man. I didn't want to, but I'm like, man, dude, why would you even open the motherfucking door, man? You know, it's just going to be drama. It's her and her sister. She done brought her sisters, you know what I'm saying? It's just going to turn into a whole bunch of nonsense. You know what I mean? And then I end up not fucking either one of them.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm fucking them both at first. Now I ain't fucking nobody. I'm like, what the fuck?
I had to give him that look, head or gut. Where you want me to hit you at? Head or gut?
Man, he pissed me off, man. I'm like, dude, why would you open the fucking door, man? That don't make no sense. Who does that? Because if you was in a situation, I'm not opening the motherfucking door. We got a peephole, you know who knocking. Look out the goddamn peephole. You know it's loud anyway. They know we here. Mm-hmm. But shit, you ain't got to open the goddamn door and say, come in.
Hell no.
You don't crack it. Oh, he ain't here. Or shit, he sleep. Or anything. You know what I'm saying? You don't open the door and say, come in. Man, that shit was crazy than a motherfucker, man. My head was hurting. I had called off. I had to call off, man. There was so much fucking drama in the house, man, I actually had to call off.
You that stressed?
Man, dude, it was drama like a motherfucker, man. I had Patty all over my mouth. She all up in my face. I'm like, man, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? She asked me.
Did the girl ever admit to fucking you or something?
She told her we was fucking.
Ooh, that was
when they were arguing. You know, but it didn't mean shit to her. You know, now me and Patty, you know, we trying to work on something. You know what I mean? So, you know, I couldn't deny it and say we wasn't. I said I was fucking her before I met you. I didn't say we were still messing around. I just was messing around with her before I met you. When I met you, I stopped messing around with her, which is partly true. So it really wasn't a lie. It was partly true. I wasn't messing around with it as much.
All right, ladies. I'm gonna ask y'all. Would that? I'm gonna start you, Jadine. Would that last stand?
Well, you know, doggone well.
I'm just asking.
I fall for no stuff like that.
How? I, it's really not a lie.
hold on, man. Hold on before you get Miss Yami. Did he come to you and say that?
Uh-uh.
Damn.
It's the truth.
You owe one too. Nigga stole.
I'm afraid not.
It's the truth, though. It was the truth. I didn't lie.
It don't matter. Not when she's sitting in your living room. It ain't no the truth.
Mm-hmm. It is the truth. What okay, she said. She said, "Well, I'm fucking him." That's what she said. She didn't say when the last time we had sex. She just said, "I'm fucking him." That's all she said.
Okay.
So when she said, "Are you fucking her?" I said, "I was messing around with her before I met you. I was fucking her before I met you."
Okay, but why is she here now?
Yeah, I see what you did. That was a good move, though. That, I like the way you wordplayed that. You didn't say you wasn't. You just said that was a good one. It didn't work, though, but I
give you a shot. It was true, though. No, it didn't work, but it was true.
Oh,
the way
okay.
I said it was exactly the way it happened. I was fucking around her before I met you. I was fucking her before I met you.
Well, why was she over there?
Why is she here now?
Because her sister came down to talk to Tyrone.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't come for me.
Soul.
Uh-huh. See what I'm saying?
Sound right. No, we don't. It don't sound right. That still don't explain why is she at your place. If the sister came to see Tyrone.
I mean...
Yeah, when she come down.
Because when they used to come down, they would always come down together.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? They would always come down together. Hey, what y'all doing? You know what I'm saying? Let's get fucked up. Shit like that. That's how it used to be. You know, if you saw one sister at the crib, you know, 9 times out of 10, the other two was there too. No, that's, we used to just kick it like that.
Wait, man, hold on, dog. We got a new caller in.
Somebody else against me. It was the truth.
Caller, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on with y'all?
Hello.
What's up, Mr. Fire?
Hey, what's happening?
Define, did you hear what I said? It was the truth.
I don't know. I just jumped on, so you got to catch up.
Okay. All right. All right. Everybody else don't believe me. All I did was say the truth. The way I worded it was the truth.
If it had been the other way around, would that have been cool?
Exactly. It wouldn't have been cool on the other end.
What is this nigga here for? If y'all used to fuck, yeah. Why is he here?
Hell, maybe she just likes to smoke with motherfuckers, and now she in the living room with a bunch of niggas smoking, and you come in. Oh, I used to fuck with these motherfuckers, but...
that's
apples and oranges. You comparing apples and oranges.
See, see how it's always... This ain't the same line. Y'all always do. You compare apples and oranges. It's the same.
Yeah,
I don't fuck with them no more, but... I don't fuck with her no more, but we smoke together. We cool.
I wish you would. I wish you
right.
Fuck could.
Right. And that's why I don't
want to. I'm going to tell you right now. My woman can't even, you know what? I'm not even against smoking weed. I mean, you do what you do. Me personally, I don't smoke weed. And if you smoke weed, fine. But if I ever come over there and it's a gang and you talking about you having a session.
Oh,
yeah, all right. Session over.
Well, bitch, what kind of session is this? Look like a motherfucking train. That's what this looks like.
Yeah.
A train station. That's what this looks like.
I mean, there's no, I mean, I don't know about y'all, but to me, weed is an aphrodisiac. I mean, you're mellow, you feel relaxed. What else you want to do next?
Excuse me, sir. The side effects are happy, hungry, sleepy. Not happy, hungry, horny, sleepy, okay?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Okay.
That sounds good.
I'll give you another example. Let's say my sister-in-law, even though I'm no longer married, my sister-in-law, I could say, her brother is with her all the time. So wherever she go, he comes with her. So she comes to visit. My ex-husband with her. We all in the living room having drinks and shit like old times. Is that okay? And you walk in.
I'm pouring drinks over.
What? What do you say?
I'm pulling drinks out. I'm turning them over. I'm flipping tables.
So she's Father Time. That's why there was drama.
Father Time, was that okay? Is that okay?
I didn't understand it.
You don't understand it?
I was completely lost. I was trying to pick up on it.
You
said your ex-husband.
She was only there because she came with her sister, right?
Right, exactly.
So what if my ex-husband came over my house just because he came with his sister, and he goes everywhere with his sister? But you my man. You see what I'm saying? And you come in, all of us in the house having drinks, laughing, you know, about old times. Is that okay?
I
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, that was. I wouldn't have a problem with that.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't even have a problem with that. Now, if your ex husband stood up and say, "I'm fucking a two," then you know what I'm saying. I would have a problem.
I'm gonna tell y'all right now. He's speaking for himself and himself only. I'm turning up the motherfucking table. I mean, I walk in the door. I'm, who is this? Oh, this is my ex-husband.
Well, yeah. Is he here to pay alimony? What the fuck?
Hey, but you know what, though? To be real with y'all, I was thinking about that shit earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
I filled out a life insurance policy, right? You know, one of them big ones. And I was sitting back thinking, you know, and I was reflecting on my life. And I said, I wish me and my ex-wife could have stayed friends. You know what I mean? I wish, you know, she could come over, you know, we could have drinks and, you know, kick it like that. Me, her, and my new wife. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Yeah,
trying to
like
get
that, man.
She tried to still get that threesome goal.
No, it ain't even got to be nothing like that. It ain't got to be nothing like that. But, you know, I was just reflecting, like, you know, what would happen if we would have remained friends? You know what I'm saying?
But if it did, it would be okay.
Well, yeah, of course. But I'm just saying, like my mother and father are friends. You know what I'm saying? They, you know, and they've been divorced for, shit, 40 years. You know what I mean? You know, I was just reflecting on that shit, you know. Wish we could have stayed friends, but, you know, we didn't. We can't. It's all good. You know? But somebody brought that up, man. It just popped in my head. I was thinking about that shit. I was reflecting on my life.
Yeah. Good luck with that, dog.
You know, I wish I could remain friends with all my exes, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't think, we back to that story because I don't think people really can remain friends. So that's just like, you know, I go up to visit and my ex-husband comes see my kids. He want to hang out with me. That just happened the last time I was up there. And he calls me at 11 o'clock at night trying to see what I'm doing so we can hang out. I'm not about to hang out with you.
No, I'm not talking about it. See, he on something else. He got ulterior motive going.
He trying to get something.
You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about on days where, you know, I can call you up. I may have a problem. Okay, Janine, let's say you my ex-wife. I may be going through something. I'm having some problems, you know what I'm saying? And I may call you and say, hey, let's go out to lunch. You know, it's friendly, platonic lunch. I got something I want to talk to you about. You know what I mean? That's what I mean by, you know, staying friends. You know what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying, but for some reason, people don't ever want to just be my friend. Okay?
For whatever reason,
it's always a motive.
And really, it all depends on how that relationship ended, too.
I don't want to be friends with none of y'all motherfuckers. We broke up. I don't want to be your friend.
Oh my
God. But you know what, though, man? To be honest, I mean, to be really, really honest, straight up, everything, I think if you break up with somebody, you can talk to that person. You know what I mean? You can tell them exactly how you feel because, you know, hopefully they wouldn't hold it against you. You know what I'm saying? But I think you would have more in common. You know, when you talk to them, they can take you sincere. They know you ain't no ulterior motive or no shit like that. They can take you sincere.
That's very rare.
Explain this more in common thing. How do y'all got more in common now?
Huh?
How do you have more in common with that person now?
Because you know your mistakes and they know the mistakes that they made in the relationship. Y'all got past those mistakes. I mean, y'all may never get back together again. You may never want to get back with this person again. But I still, me personally, I think you can open up more towards the ex than you can the current. That's just how I feel.
Hey, do anybody remember anybody?
I don't think so.
I'm not saying that, but you shouldn't. I understand what he's saying, but you should.
I'm going to tell you like this. I'm going to tell you the simple fact of this. If I know your weaknesses, I know everything, and then you come to me telling me some shit about this, that, and other, I'm going to prey on your weakness. I mean, that's just being
real.
Open
up another door for me to get back up in there.
Right. You
I was
just
about
to
say. No, but I know what I did wrong. It ain't nothing. It's just platonic. No,
yeah,
there ain't no ulterior motive. You just two exes get together talking.
No, everybody remember the long time relationship that Rudy and Bud had, right? You remember Rudy and Bud? Remember when they got older and Rudy started going with Stanley? Okay, well, Bud was still, quote unquote, her friend. He come around and, you know what I'm saying, they still. Bud and all that shit. But every time Rudy had a problem with Stanley, Bud took his
Bud's not acting
justice.
Stupid.
I'm trying to tell you, y'all.
Apples and oranges. Apples on TV. Apples and oranges again.
What I'm saying, the reason why I'm saying that is because the day you wake up Bud and she's Rudy is the day that's going to happen. That's not going to happen in reality.
So don't nobody on the show right now think you can have a platonic relationship with your ex.
No.
If it's on the phone and they live 1,800 miles away, sure. I have a bad relationship. Me and my kid father, we end it fast. We don't have no problems with each other. We can get along. But I'm not going to sit here and open myself up to him when I know for a fact if I gave him the opportunity. We can't just be friends and me starting to talk to him because I know him and all this and that, because he would want it to go farther than that.
That's
so why
nice.
Open yourself up?
Well,
hey, I got to agree. Look, I'm going to be honest with you. If you say, if you gave me, like you just said, I know what I did wrong. You know what you did wrong. Now I hear him doing the same shit that I was doing. Yeah, I'm going to be able to feed on that because I know what's going to happen. I know she's going to get mad and do this. And I know this. Okay, I could just go, instead of me going that way like I used to, I'm going to go this way. Now, if you sitting there like, okay, you really understand what I'm talking about. Yes, I do. Can you bend over, please?
See, that's an ulterior motive, though. I'm not talking about an ulterior motive.
Same ulterior motive.
I'm talking about two people that used to kick it. They can remain free. That's what I'm saying.
You ain't no holy roller, now. You killing me, now. You is that dog. Come on, now.
How does that make me a holy roller? If I believe that I don't see a problem
with
having a platonic relationship, what's wrong with that?
You telling me is a person that you, because I know you, and I know in order for you to even say that you, to marry her, you was totally in love at one point in time. So a person that you was just truly infatuatedly in love with, you can actually sit there and listen to her cry on your shoulder and hug you and all this.
About
this.
Another man.
No, you can't do it, dog. Your emotions going to come back. And what that's going to lead you in a fucked up predicament.
I didn't say. See, y'all didn't hear what I said.
No,
I said I was reflecting on my life, and I wish, key word being wish, I could have still been friends with my ex-wife. And I don't see nothing wrong with that. And I do believe that two people that were together, that's no longer together, can still be friends. I believe
okay,
that.
Well, let me ask you a question. Did you tell Mother Nature that?
Did I tell her what?
That you wish you and your ex-wife could still be friends like that?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I would
tell her to call the show, and I'd tell her right on the show.
You say what?
I would tell her right on the show.
I wouldn't advise
you. I don't see... What's so taboo about that? Being friends with your ex. What's so taboo about that? I mean, every single person on the show right now telling me that they have no contact. They don't want any type of contact. Don't call me. I ain't going to call you with their ex.
No,
everybody's telling me that.
I'm cool with my ex. And we get along fine, but I'm still screwing. That's the point. That is.
You just what?
And there you have it.
I'm saying we cool and we get along very well. I mean, but still and all, we were sitting there. He talked about his wife or ex-wife, whatever going on with him, and I talk about man. But after a while, bam, there it is.
I don't know what bam, there it is means.
Yes, you
sex.
Do.
Yes, you do, motherfucker. You right.
In it in.
Okay,
missionary.
So hold on.
Fuck
now.
All y'all.
Now, in all honesty, you mean to tell me that Mother Nature can actually, I mean, if it was feasible, you wouldn't have a problem with her ex. Just, you know, just fuck
being
it.
Her
I mean,
BFF.
Yeah, and she going to
being
talk
her best
to him
friend,
about y'all like. Problem.
Oh, baby, you got what I need.
I mean, you could actually be like, well, you know, I wouldn't talk to Jeff. I wouldn't talk to Jeff the other day. He said that I should. You
wouldn't
y'all
missing the point, man. Y'all, I'm not talking about as far as somebody you can go pull your heart out to as far as your relationship go. You know what I'm
that's
saying? Let's say I'm not married.
Friend. That's what being a friend is. Why wouldn't what you tell your friend
okay.
stuff that's going
what
on in your life?
What you going to dinner with her for? What you going to lunch with? What you going to talk about at lunch with? Just to talk?
Yeah, catch up. I don't think it's nothing wrong with
what?
That. I don't
about
think
what?
There's anything wrong with that. I'm sorry, I don't.
What are
okay,
you going to be talking
so
about?
In other words, you had no problem with Mother Nature going out with her ex-boyfriend just to catch up on old times.
On my grandmama, I don't have a problem with that. Because I trust her. I wouldn't have a problem with that.
That's what Facebook is for. Y'all need to leave it there.
Huh?
I said that's what Facebook is for. You don't need to personally see no more of somebody you used to deal with. Are you crazy?
Why? Why? What's wrong with that?
Because that motherfucker might look like The Rock now.
No.
They're saying this motherfucker and she's like, God damn.
I mean, but that sounds like trust issues. It sounds like all y'all got trust issues. If you trust the motherfucker you with,
it just sounds like you ain't no motherfucking fools. We're not going to sit there and just. I'm not throwing my woman to the lion's den. No, that's not going to happen.
Right.
I'm not doing that.
Fuck
it ain't got nothing
man.
To do
with your pocket face, motherfucker.
That's just common sense, man. I'm not finna get.
How do you even know that? How can you? What if some feelings stir up and then she come back and just tell you, well, it just happened. You really can't get mad because you opened that door.
True.
I'm sorry,
that.
Well, see, I don't worry about that happening. Man. I don't worry about that happening. I don't see nothing wrong.
You crazy?
With you catching? I mean, that's just like a man having a woman as his best friend.
But you don't know him.
So he can't go. He can't. And he was her best friend before y'all even met.
But you don't
okay,
know
but
the
they've never been intimate. Oh, now you comparing apples and oranges.
Exactly.
He ain't never stuck his dick inside of her. She ain't looking.
That's
at
what
him
she
like,
said.
Oh,
but
God.
You don't know if it's true or not.
Okay.
Well,
that sounds like a trust issue.
Yeah. Now
exactly.
That sounds like a trust issue.
That's my point.
I ain't getting your point, dog. I don't think nobody on here getting your point.
I know.
No,
I gotta step y'all game up and get on my level.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, you're fuck.
All
yeah,
I'm saying is,
around if you,
you
want
don't to, know.
You're gonna be on divorce number two.
You don't know what that other person's intentions are. Your
it
intentions
matter.
Might be good. Your intentions might be good. We're not saying you are gonna do anything. She might go back and just tell Mother Nature y'all did, just to fuck your marriage up.
Oh,
because you thinking y'all friends. You see what I'm saying? And you just
right.
want to be friends with her, and she don't, and she want more. But you open that door because you putting yourself out there for something like that to happen.
You know, you make a great point. I give you 100 credits. You make a great point, but it all still comes down to trust. If you know me and you trust me, it shouldn't matter who I have dinner with. You know ain't shit happening.
Well,
I'm
you
not saying
that
Mother Nature
trusts me like that.
I'm not saying hey, Mother Nature don't trust you. But if a woman came to her and said, I fucked your man, you trying to tell me that ain't going to cause no problem?
It probably would.
Exactly.
No, no. If
well,
we've been
feeling
like
it,
in there, we just come in.
But if you trust me, you know it's a goddamn lie.
Yeah, all right.
And I'm going to Maury and take the lie detector test. Did you have sex with your ex? You said no. The lie detector determined you're telling the truth.
Wait a minute.
But
when did you jump from
my dick, though?
I'm just trying to say, I'm trying to figure out when did you jump from Father Time to Jesus Christ.
I ain't know that. I'm not Jesus Christ, dog. That's just how I feel. I think you can have a platonic relationship with your ex. I really believe that. I mean, I'm not saying that I do. I don't. I don't have a platonic relationship with none of my exes. But I still believe you can. You know what I'm saying? They don't want the relationship with me. But I would still open the door and have a relationship with them if that's what they chose to do. Because I believe you can have
it.
It
all depends on how the relationship ended.
So, I mean, even with that being said, dog, so what if Mother Nature tell you, no, I don't want that?
Then I would respect that. I would respect her wishes and not go that route. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not going to lie. When me and my ex-wife, when we got divorced, we stayed friends for a good year. You know what I'm saying? When I was in the hospital, she actually called. You know what I'm saying? When I was in the hospital for that week, she actually called.
Hell, when I was in the hospital for a week, hell, my exes came up there. As soon as I got out, them motherfuckers was right back at it again.
But I'm saying, though, that's different. All I'm saying is, before she met the motherfucker that she dating, we remained friends. You know what I'm saying? She closed that door, not me.
Mm-hmm.
So all I'm saying is I believe it can work. I believe you can be friends with your ex. That's my whole point. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
All right.
Now we can change it up if you want, but damn it, I believe that. Don't nobody else do, but I do. Any one of y'all was my exes, we'd be friends. Unless you didn't want to be.
On this show?
I doubt it.
On this show, there's no way I'm going to come to your house and sit down and have a meal or go to Red Doors. We not going to go to McDonald's. We can't do that.
Okay, you know what? Now, answer me this question. Off of what you just said, why? How come we can't? I don't have ulterior motive. I'm not trying to get you in the bed.
Neither one of us may have ulterior motives. But once you start catching up and you start remembering some of the good times, shit happens. Father Time, shit happens. Nobody can have those intentions. But you know what I'm saying? The memories start flooding back. Y'all get to grinning about this and that. And you try it again. Next time it's a little bit more intimate of a situation. You know what I'm saying? Instead of going to McDonald's, now this time y'all going to, you know what I'm saying, somewhere where you got a booth. You know what I'm saying? And the same shit. You get to smiling and time gets away from you. Next thing you know,
that is
where you don't get to be.
All right, okay. Well, hey, I'm sorry I'm the only one that believes that. Actually, I haven't heard from Ms. Yami. Ms. Yami, you believe you can have a platonic relationship with your ex?
Well, I can't speak for everybody. I know I can't because I don't like none of them.
Wow.
Don't want to be friends. Ain't trying to be friends.
Well, that's probably because it was a bad breakup. I mean,
we break up for a reason. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay, what if you grew apart? Motherfuckers break up because, you know what I'm saying, you grew apart.
Well,
stay
apart.
You know, that person don't, all of a sudden, you know, that person may not want what you want now. So y'all break up.
I think she gave you your answer when she said stay apart.
That's what they say. You see that motherfucker, you run into him online, that's when you do your catching up. Ain't no exchanging personal phone numbers. Ain't no, oh, well, we in the same city. Why don't we, go have a drink? Right. I'll check your status, you check my status, and I know how you're doing. Thank you.
Y'all need Jesus. Oh, y'all need Jesus.
I thought we had him on the phone.
That's a good one. Son of a bitch.
Just saying, man.
Whatever.
for future references, bro, just for me. Just for me, because I really want this thing to work with you and Mother Nature. Don't bring that up to her. Please don't.
Man, we have that relationship, man. We can talk about anything, dude.
All right.
You know, and we respect each other's answers. You know what I'm saying? If I ask a question and she ain't down with it, you know what I'm saying? That's it. That's the end of it. But, it, you know what I'm saying, that goes the same way with me.
At that conversation, you said that when the motherfucker get married, things change.
Right, I'm realizing that. And I'm also realizing that, you know, I got to compromise at the same time. You know what I'm saying? I'm realizing all of that. That's why we have such an open relationship. Not as far as, you know, fucking other people open relationship, but, you know, we can talk about anything to each other. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? As long as you don't take offense and respect the other person's answer, shit, don't get no better.
Okay, so, all right, y'all sitting at the crib and everything's cool. The phone rings. You answer the phone, it's Lamont. You know what I'm saying? Mother Nature's ex. You know what I'm saying? So, you like maybe Lamont on the phone. So she takes the phone, and next thing you know what I'm saying, what should just be a hi, how the kids, I'm coming to pick them up next weekend, turns into 20 minutes conversation, turns into she done went off into the bedroom and shut the door. You don't have a problem.
No, that won't happen. That ain't going to happen.
Why? They just friends. They catching up.
Why? They just friends.
Yeah.
They just catching
need
up.
Need more privacy.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen.
She don't want to be playing the video game.
Oh, no, no, hold on. Let's get a better scenario. Let's just say Lamont didn't come over. Mike did. She ain't got no kids by Mike, but Mike was in a relationship, and Mike just came to town. Mike just moved back. Mike want to catch up.
Me, her, and Mike going to go catch up?
No, 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 no.
He
switched that up real quick.
Didn't he? You better take your neighbor with you so Mike
doesn't like
something.
All right, listen, when I say ex, I'm talking about, you know, husbands and wives. Are you talking about the ex-boyfriend?
That's not what you said.
You can't change it up. You can't change it up.
Well, I thought that's, I figured that's, you know what I'm saying? I figured y'all knew this. That's what I was talking about. I'm talking about ex-husbands, ex-wives, or baby mamas and baby daddies. That's what I'm talking about.
Y'all know my baby daddy.
You got to trust them. How does a relationship work if you can't trust your woman? If you can't trust your man or your woman.
You said me, her and Mike going to go, you know. You can't trust her.
Right.
No, I'm not going to trust her with fucking Mike. I don't know fucking Mike. Mike just came into town.
Mike got a real relationship.
Man, fuck that. That's different. They ain't the same. That ain't what I'm talking about.
They're friends.
Y'all got it twisted now. Now y'all looking for apples and oranges. I'm talking about if her ex-husband called her.
Grapefruit.
You said that they could be friends with their exes. I think they could have a platonic relationship. People could be friends with their exes.
I believe that. I believe that. If it's an ex-husband and ex-wife, I believe that you, even though y'all marriage didn't work, you can still be friends. I don't see nothing wrong with that. That's what I'm saying.
Married.
I couldn't even be friends in the marriage. How you going to be friends outside of it?
Because you see things better, man. I mean, come on, dog. When you break up with somebody, you sit back, you reflect on the relationship, you look at the things that you did wrong.
And
everybody
do it.
Can't nobody here say they ain't never done that shit before because everybody done it. When you break up with a motherfucker, you reflect on the relationship. You look at all your fucking mistakes.
Yeah.
You look at all their motherfucking mistakes. And you can still be friends afterwards because now you're on the outside looking in. You see where you fucked up at. You see what you did wrong. You see what you could have done better.
And I know not to do that in my next relationship.
Right.
Which means you can be better friends now. Now that y'all broke up, y'all can be better friends.
You ain't going to be friends.
It might be some animosity.
Well, then we might as well get back together and work it out then.
Right.
I'm talking about a platonic relationship.
But I'm saying, though, that's never just platonic. Why not work it out? Y'all never just platonic.
All
this shit y'all could have been.
Exactly.
And the next thing you know, y'all like, well, shit, well, why don't we try it again?
Exactly.
Mm. I don't believe that. I mean, that's an ulterior motive. I'm talking about no motives involved at all.
No, that's not an ulterior motive.
Yes, it is.
That's mutual conversation between friends, exes.
Exactly.
It starts that way. I mean, think about any relationship that you ever got into in the first place. It started out where you met a person, you talked, you got to know what you liked about that person and such. Next thing you know, y'all start going together. It's the same thing. It's like starting a courtship over.
Mm-hmm. And like you say, y'all dwell on the past about what happened between y'all, and there's still a conversation starting all up all over again. And then the corrections end up coming up, and y'all might want to work on it.
Mm. Wow. So y'all saying I can't go to my ex-wife and say, hey, you know, I met this girl, you know, I'm in love again.
Yeah, you can say that.
Those kind of conversations don't work with your ex, huh? That's what
y'all
talking
about. Yeah.
For what?
But you said that you could actually sit there and tell them, you know what I'm saying, about what's happening between y'all, what happened was wrong.
No. You're not discussing your relationship with her. That's
well,
not what I'm
saying. What's
the point
of telling her?
For what?
I'm saying, hey, how you doing? What's been going on with you? You know what I'm saying?
I'm involved. You're involved.
Who are you to hook up with? You have you met somebody? I met so-and-so. You know, we pretty happy.
Okay, but sometimes the conversation come up, you'd be like, well, whatever happened to us? What happened? What was the problem? Now we can talk about it. Well, maybe we could correct that and start all over again.
It's just near. Didn't somebody have a situation where their ex-girlfriend showed up at the wedding or some shit?
Yeah, him. Mm.
Yeah, okay. And this
no, she was invited. She was invited. And it was my daughter's mother.
Oh, my goodness. But do you
and
see
what did you say? That was the worst thing you could have possibly did was invite her.
And I still stand by that today. That was the worst mistake I ever made.
But
we wasn't friends. You know what I'm saying? The only reason I invited her in the first damn place was so she could see her daughter walk down the aisle because her daughter was a bridesmaid. That's the only reason. And I've stated that 100 goddamn times. That's the only reason she was invited, so she can have opportunity to see her daughter walk down the aisle. That was it.
My daughter is getting ready
to walk
be
down the aisle
her.
And she get married.
Okay, and my daughter's getting ready to be part of her father's wedding, and I will not be there. Once the pictures come back, I see all the pictures of my baby, how pretty she looks.
Did you get invited, though? Were you invited to the wedding?
Her dad is trying to fuck me to this day.
Yes or no? Was you invited? Yes or no?
No, he's not stupid
enough. You shouldn't expect to go.
All I'm saying is
I invited her. She was invited by me. True enough, it was the biggest mistake I ever made. I'll never do it again. But she was invited by me so she could see her daughter walk down the aisle. And you make the statement, well, she said when she walked down the aisle when she get married. Okay, true enough. You understand what I'm saying? But, I mean, my daughter's like 8, 9 years old.
And y'all had pictures, right?
Yes. Actually, her mother took pictures.
That was awesome. I think now you realize it, that you should have just showed her some pictures. And that would have been out.
Hey, I've been saying that ever since the wedding day. I'm not going to lie. It was the biggest mistake I ever made. I'll never do it again. But at that time, I'm thinking, hey, you know, you see your daughter walk down the aisle. You know, I didn't think she would have ulterior motives. I didn't think she would. You know, I mean, we don't talk anyway, so, you know, be happy you see your daughter walk down the aisle. But it didn't work out like that, so, you know, I learned my lesson. Hold on, y'all. We got a new caller. If I can bring him in. Caller, what's that? Who this? New caller?
Yeah, ex-wife.
My ex-wife? What's up, baby? How you doing?
Oh, my goodness.
Congratulations on your engagement. Ain't my damn ex-wife. I would never brought her in.
But you just said you wish I could be. You know what? You are. That's the devil on one arm and Jesus on the other arm. I'm trying to tell your ass in the middle.
I mean, hey, we ain't friends like that, so Shit.
I've been trying to tell y'all motherfuckers. Y'all keep talking about me. This the crazy one right here. He been the crazy one. He just hide it a little bit better than me.
Your ass is conflicted.
Hey, I ain't crazy. I ain't conflicted neither.
I just
see things differently. That's all.
You just said you wish you and your ex could be friends, but now if she called the show, you're not going to let her in. Which way is it?
No, I would let her in. I'm, you know what I'm saying? She wouldn't have nothing bad to say about me.
So you think.
That was the best thing ever happened to her motherfucking ass. So I know she ain't got no best
looking
thing about
the world through rose-colored glasses for the past 40 years.
Wait, hey, she fucked up, not me. I was in it to win it. So, nah. What y'all got to say, nah? You know what I'm saying? Hey, we could go back and call every single person I've ever been in a relationship with, and they'll all tell y'all. Every last one of them.
He crazy. He deranged.
He's a good motherfucker. I fucked up when I let him go. They'll all tell y'all that. I'm serious.
Have they ever told you that?
Every last one of them say that. I guarantee you, every last one of them say it was a mistake. Because I'm a good-ass dude.
Cass, you hear that? So you got some phone numbers to collect. We got some phone calls to make next week.
I don't got none of their numbers, so if you get the number, let me know. But they all tell you I was a good dude. He was the best motherfucker that ever happened to me. I fucked up and I let him go. They all tell you all that. Straight up.
Okay.
I wish we had time because we could make some phone calls. I guarantee it. Every last one I'm gonna say that motherfucker.
You determined to get hit with a frying pan, ain't you? You determined to get hit with a frying pan.
I'm serious, man. Every last one I'm gonna tell you that, man. Straight up. Well, everything I love, dog. They will say that.
So let me ask you something, man. But before we get up out of here, let me ask you something. You would actually get on this show and call every last one of your ex-girlfriends?
Well, I don't got all these numbers. But the numbers I got, I would call.
Okay. I'm just going to do a quick survey, and then we get the hell out of here. I'm going to start Miss Yummy. Could your man get on a talk show and call ex-girlfriends? And let them tell how fabulous he was.
If he wants to be single, he can.
Oh, okay.
Wow, really?
Liquor store, what about you?
I have to agree. All right, you know, maybe not single, but you want to go stay at your mama's house for the week.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Ms. Defiant?
What's the question?
What you think?
About what?
I hear you. You said what?
I said I didn't hear the question.
If your man, got on a talk show and
mm-hmm.
called all his ex-girlfriends so they could say how fabulous he was, would you have a problem with that?
Yes, I would.
Oh, okay. Last but not least, Nate.
Mm-hmm.
Would you have a problem with that one?
Oh, it wouldn't be no show.
Yeah, I kind of think that wouldn't be a good idea, though.
Why? I'm not understanding. What am I doing wrong?
First of all, you disrespected your woman.
You disrespected her.
How am I disrespecting her?
You call her old bitch.
You know what?
Right.
He know.
You ask her.
No, but see, listen.
And
if
her opinion
have that,
is the only opinion of you that matters today. Fuck what them other bitches think, thought, or say.
That is.
Well, this is how Mother Nature's dude call up here then and tell us how good she was. How good her pussy was.
You ain't telling me nothing I don't know.
How good her pussy was
you're not going to disrespect her like that, man.
Oh, really? How you know what they going to say? You can't stop people from saying what they want to say. You the one calling.
Mama might get
like
on here and say, right.
Well, you know, you got to
say there we go with the grapes and the oranges again.
Do she still do that? Do she still do that?
Y'all trying to start some shit now.
You know,
I'm in the saloon now.
That ain't
getting no shit. Won't be none. I'm just saying. I'm a good catch for any woman. Mother Nature caught me. I'm a good catch.
And I'm the conceited one. Yeah, well, there you can have it.
Nah, your shit is different, dog. You are conceited. Well, I won't say you conceited. You just an arrogant motherfucker. I'm not arrogant. Everybody that's been listening to this show will tell you, I am nowhere near arrogant.
Wait a minute. Every woman that you've been with will tell us how good of a person you are. That ain't arrogant.
No. That's not arrogant. I am nowhere. Janine, have I ever came off as arrogant since you've been calling this show?
Mm-mm.
Say not until today.
Thank you. Whatever. She said no. Thank you. I've never, ever came off. But now if we flip the script, we ain't even got to ask Janine. We can ask Miss Yummy. This is probably her second time ever calling the show. I guarantee you, she'll say you an arrogant motherfucker. Ain't that right, Miss Yummy?
No, I mean, this is my first time calling, though.
Okay. You'd have been on the site. Now, you'd have been on the site, and you've listened to the show. In your opinion, just your opinion, who comes off as arrogant, Father Time or Kaz?
Y'all both do sometimes.
Get the fuck out. No, it don't work like that. We all. You got
to
do
it. And you got no other way to work it. Y'all both do.
You'd have been on the site.
I mean, like I said, you asked the question and I'm answering it. Y'all both do at times. What are you over to say?
Defiant.
I
don't want that politically correct answer.
Say, what happened?
I don't want the politically correct answer by saying both
but
of y'all.
But you gonna get mad because you asked me and I'm telling you.
I'm not mad. It's a joke. Defiant. You'd have been on the show a couple of times. You've been on the site. You'd have been in the chat room.
Uh-huh.
Who comes off as, who portrays more arrogant, me or him? Father Time or Kaz? In your opinion. Your opinion only.
Well, can I plead a fifth?
Nope.
I'm like the Three Little Monkeys. I don't hear speak or pause. Oh, I don't know. I'm lying.
Well, I know the real answer, goddammit, and it's him. Arrogant motherfucker.
He's more active on the site. This doesn't necessarily make him more arrogant. You be quiet. You don't get on. You don't post pictures. You don't do nothing. In the chat room, you don't hardly talk. You don't do nothing.
Father Time.
Thank you, Defiant. Thank you. I ain't got nothing else to say. She just answered it right there. She was shocked that you would even say something like that.
Who, Father Time?
I said that he doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
I said Kaz is more active than Father Time. So that's really, you know what I'm saying, reaching because Summer don't do nothing on the site. I mean, every now and again in the chat room, you know what I'm saying? You probably come with a conversation.
The chat room is Father Time and the page is Kaz, you know. So,
exactly. Mm-hmm. But he's still an arrogant prick.
Damn. Arrogant prick.
Yeah.
still my dog, though. I still love him like a brother. He's just an arrogant motherfucker. He's an arrogant prick.
Why can't it be confidence? Why everybody got to be arrogant?
Yeah.
Okay, that's true. If you ask him, he would say he's not arrogant. He would say he's confident. That sound about right, dog? You consider yourself confident, not arrogant.
I've heard him say that he's not conceited, but he's arrogant. Well, I have heard him call himself arrogant.
Huh?
He said that on the show several times, that, you know what I'm saying, motherfuckers would say that he comes off as conceited. He say he's not conceited. He say, you know what I'm saying, I might be a little arrogant, but I'm not conceited.
Well, no, I would never say he's conceited. He's not a conceited person.
No, I was just saying that he has admitted to being arrogant.
Yeah, but if you ask him that, he'll say he's not arrogant. He's confident. He'd use the word confident before he used the word arrogant.
Okay, so what he has to say about it? Where you at, Cass? What do you think?
He come
right here.
Are you arrogant?
Not at all.
And that's what an arrogant motherfucker would say.
Oh my goodness.
I'm just fucking with you, dog.
Friends, how many of us have been?
Right.
Nah, he know what's up.
Friends like him, I don't need no fucking enemies.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
All right, man. We got to get out of here, man, before the phone call. So.
All right, Janine, you got any last words?
It was a great show. Of course, good always talking to everybody. And I will be on here next week.
That's what's up. Ms. Defiant, you got any last words?
Yeah, JoJo, you know, I enjoy y'all. Catch y'all next Tuesday. Thanks, everybody.
For Shizzle. Ms. Yami, thanks for calling the show. Thanks for supporting us. You got any last words?
It was good talking to y'all, and I'll call in next week.
That's what's up. Liquor Stove?
Yeah, you know I enjoy myself, and I enjoy y'all, as always. And I'll be back next week.
All right. You got anything, dog?
That's cityradio.name.com. Check out your boy, Confident Cass.
All right, thank you everybody for calling. Thank you everybody for listening to us on the internet. And by the way, we got some new movies on the site, y'all. We got Evil Dead and Scary Movie 5. So y'all make sure y'all go in and check those out. And we're doing the same thing next Tuesday. 8:30 Central, 9:30 Eastern.
All right. Peace.